This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
We've been talking in detail about the disturbing story out of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, where... Yeah, there's a very detailed article. We're not going to – I don't think we should continue it just because it's so long over at the Free Thought Project. But I'll put a link up to it over on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can, you know, dig into it as far as you'd want. But just to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, the disturbing provisions are going to create a brand-new government program, a federal government program, the center, the Global Engagement Center, which will be synchronizing, leading, and coordinating the efforts of the federal government to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining the United States' national security interests. That further, they will support the development and dissemination of fact-based narratives and analysis to counter propaganda and disinformation directed at the United States and U.S. allies and partner nations. And then on top of that, they're admitting that they're going to be giving grants to private companies, to non-governmental organizations, media content providers, and others. So they're going to just be handing out taxpayer dollars to organizations to counter so-called propaganda from outside and inside the United States. So anybody that's willing to take the pro-government position to toe the line, as you said earlier, Cody,
yep,
is they're likely going to get a check from the federal government. And if that's not going to keep them in line, more so, and because every now and then, the mainstream media, every now and then, they'll get critical, right? Like, they got critical of Donald Trump. Some of them were critical, yeah, of Hillary Clinton. You know, every now and then, like, Edward Snowden, that did kind of blow up in the New York Times, and was it the Post? That was the other newspaper. There were a couple of mainstream papers that kind of took that story on after Glenn Greenwald climbed on board. Mm-hmm. So every now and then, the mainstream media will question the state. They'll question authority. But if they're getting a check from this new Center for Propaganda or whatever they are, if they're getting a check, then they're going to find it that much harder to really question anything.
Oh, yeah. And that's not even to mention the chilling effect.
Exactly.
Which is basically, if you're afraid that something bad is going to happen to you, then there doesn't even have to legally be any kind of ban on free speech. All it is this emotional reaction, this fear-based reaction of what might happen to me in my career if I start talking about the truth.
Right, if you cross the line with the state. So that's what's happened here. And again, you're still welcome to comment. There's a lot more we could dig into, but I want to get to some good news because there's good news out there tonight. And it's always nice to share some of that if we have it. And so we just talked about how freedom of speech is in jeopardy in the United States. But I've actually got a pro freedom of speech story tonight, and it's about the Robin Hooders here in our little old Keene, New Hampshire.
Nice.
We just got the court decision today. It actually came out on the 22nd, but my attorney, free speech super attorney John Meyer, who was formerly of the New Hampshire ACLU, is the former head attorney for them. So he knows what he's doing when it comes to freedom of speech. They sent me the court decision today because I was one of six people who was sued back in 2013 by the city of Keene for so-called Robin Hooding. This is the term that has come to describe the act of saving someone from getting a parking ticket. So the Robin Hooder will go downtown in the Keene. They'll be armed with like a bag of nickels, for instance, and little calling cards and have a picture of Robin Hood on it. And then on the back side, it says something like, "We've saved you from the king's tariff." And then, you know, you can donate money
right.
to the Robin Hood organization. And back in 2012, when James Cleveland, who's a former co-host on Free Talk Live, had moved here, as a liberty activist. He was one of the liberty migrants here, as you are, Cody.
Yes.
But he got really excited about Robin Hooding. It had been going on here since 2009, off and on. Like some, you know, every now and then some liberty person would take the torch of Robin Hood and kind of run with it for a while, and then they get tired of it and move on to something else. So it was sort of off and on over the years. But James really caught the bug for this, and he got super excited by this particular form of activism. Because if you think about it, Robin Hooding is great activism because you're really touching people's lives in a positive manner. Because a lot of people are critical of the activists. You guys are, you know, causing trouble, civil disobedience. You know, there's a bunch of critiques of the various different activism that has gone on up here. But Robin Hooding always seemed to me, at least, to be like this unassailable form of activism. Like, you're helping somebody out. You're preventing them from getting a ticket, which basically is preventing their day from being ruined. Because if you know what the feeling is like, you go downtown.
Oh, yeah.
You're going shopping. You're going out to lunch with somebody or whatever. You had a great time downtown. And then when you walk back up to your car, there's that orange ticket on the, you know, that envelope sitting there waiting for you. And it's just that the pit, the feeling in the pit of your stomach, you know, that that dread sensation.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with this?
I've seen that. Yeah. I've felt it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've had parking tickets in multiple different cities. Thank God for Keene. It's only $5. You know, when I was living in Portland, I can't tell you how many tickets I got.
What do they cost there?
$25.
Wow.
$25 per ticket.
And were you living downtown to where you're always having to, like, shuffle your car around?
Oh, yeah. And especially during the winter with the parking bans. You never know what's going on. And not to mention trash pickup days.
Right.
You know, sometimes you just can't understand the signs. You get confused.
They
you
do that on purpose. Fine.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You wake up the next day to a nice, fresh ticket.
Good morning.
On your way to work. And you're like, oh, okay, this is awesome. Yeah. All right, yeah, and I got to pay this. It's awful.
And so basically, we could save people from having that terrible experience. So for the person who's receiving the save, if you will, the would-be victim of the parking enforcers, their day is made. They really appreciate it. Whenever they would see us on the streets, they would thank us. They'd come up and, like, hand us money, hand us a roll of quarters or nickels or something like that. Like, here, put this towards your, you know, your efforts. Some of them would actually cut a check because we had an address on the back of the cards. So instead of sending $5 to the city, they'd send a $5 check to Robin Hood, figuring, hey, you guys just saved me from having to pay the city, but since I probably would have had to pay them anyway, I'll just give you the $5 and you can pay it forward and help somebody else out. So it was kind of this self-funding activism. So it was a win because you're helping people. It was a win because it was self-funding in that you could actually bring money into the project. Most activism, you're just pouring money into and losing it. Here, people were so appreciative of your efforts that they were actually donating to the project. And that was all fine and good for a long time. And then, like I said, in 2012, James Cleveland came, and he blew this thing up and, like, created this whole organization that had never existed before. It was just like a random people doing it whenever they could. Well, he came up with a schedule. He was assigning people who wanted to help to certain, like, daytime hours when they could go out and do it.
Yeah.
He literally had, at its peak, Robin Hooding was 6 days a week. All day long. I mean, it was very rare that they would miss any time in the week in which these parking enforcers were out. If the parking enforcer was out, there was a good chance that there was a Robin Hooder on the streets as well. And so this ended up cutting into the city's revenue. Because if they can't write parking tickets, they're not collecting the amounts that they're used to. So the claim is that, oh, yeah, the enforcers are only out there to make sure people pay their meters. Well, that's BS. They want to write the tickets because for every ticket they write, they collect an average of $10. Now, you said the fee was $5. But remember how people tend to behave. So they're going to put the ticket down. They're going to forget about it for a couple weeks. And then, whoops, that first deadline crossed. Well, now it goes from $5 to $10.
Exactly.
You wait till the next deadline, then it's $30 or whatever. I forget, $25 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it goes up again. And so the average ticket that they collect is actually $10.
Mm-hmm.
So if the city writes 5,000 tickets in a year, they're collecting $50,000. Well, guess what? The Robin Hooders, at the very minimum, in a one-year time frame, prevented the city from writing thousands of tickets. Conservatively, 5,000, maybe as many as 8,000 tickets. According to James, he's an accountant. He ran the numbers. I trust his numbers on this. So we prevented the city from bringing in like $50,000 in revenue in a one-year time frame.
That's the yearly salary of probably a few of the parking enforcers.
It's at least
right?
one, or if, yeah. if not the manager of the parking enforcers. So now you know why they were so mad, and they filed a lawsuit that we ended up victorious on in the Supreme Court. I'll tell you more about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll free number that you can take control of the airwaves with is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also save big time with your purchases at Amazon when you use saveitpurse.com. And the catch is you have to have Bitcoin. Otherwise, saveitpurse is not going to be able to help you. If you don't have Bitcoin, you're SOL. So this is a reason to get some Bitcoin. If you've been thinking about it, well, stop thinking and start planning to go out and get it, because it's been going up in price. Just today, the price of Bitcoin has jumped up like $50 in the last 24 hours. I mean, it's been an insane last few months. But if you can get the Bitcoin and then turn around and spend it at saveitpurse.com, you can save 10%, 15%, 20% is possible as well. Now, the lower numbers are more likely to get fulfilled sooner. So if you're in a rush, set it at 10%, and you're going to get the deal pretty much the same day. Saveitpurse is amazing. I've been using it for more than a couple of years now, and I've saved over $1,400 by buying my items through Amazon with saveitpurse.com via Bitcoin. So again, saveitpurse.com. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Cody.
So Cody, was telling you the good news about the Robinhooders here in Keene, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. We just got the court decision today from the Supreme Court, which is, by the way, the second time we've been at the Supreme Court. So the city of Keene sued six people, including me, for filling meters with coins to prevent people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. Now, what they had claimed at the time was that we're threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees. And they don't think that it's illegal to feed the meters. They're not trying to stop the feeding of the meters. They're trying to stop the harassment of their poor, poor parking enforcers who are just being victimized.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably the only angle that they have, right? I mean, what could you possibly say is illegal about putting money in a meter?
Well, believe it or not, in some cities, it is illegal. So in larger cities, if you feed someone else's meter that is not your own, they absolutely can ticket you. And I think like Philly or New York, I forget which cities they are, but some of the bigger cities out there.
It's charity, though.
Yep. Sorry, you're not allowed to.
That it's charity?
No,
they're saying it's illegal for you to charitably give money to somebody else.
That's correct.
So they may park and avoid a parking ticket.
Exactly. So
that's ridiculous.
Luckily, it's not illegal to do that here, and so the city wasn't claiming it was, because it's not, but they were claiming we're harassing their employees. So we went to court. Evidence was shown in these evidentiary hearings. We never actually got to trial. This is one of the interesting parts of the Robin Hood case, is even though we spent days in court with testimony from witnesses under oath, including these parking enforcers, including some of the Robin Hooders, even though we spent days in court, that wasn't actually the trial. It was what was called an evidentiary hearing. So this is a civil case. It wasn't a criminal thing. And so I guess this, I'm not familiar with civil, so I guess this is part of the whole process as well. Let's see what kind of evidence you have. And so the evidence was presented that the city had, and then our attorney made a motion to dismiss. And the judge granted the motion to dismiss. Case dismissed. Well, the attorneys from the city, private attorneys that they're spending taxpayer dollars on, tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars on this. So they've already lost $50,000 in tickets that they couldn't write. So on top of that, they're now spending, you know, another $50,000 or more on private attorneys to take this case.
Yeah.
So they bring this lawsuit against us saying, you know, oh, you're harassing our employees. They never proved that. With all the evidence that they had, they never proved it. In fact, at one point, there was one incident where one of the Robin Hooders grabbed the arm. This was arguably the biggest violation that any Robin Hooder ever made in the years that this has happened.
Okay.
The parking enforcer was going and grabbing our cards off of people's windshields and tearing them up. So she was taking what we had left on someone's car and tearing up that gift to that person. Now, if we were to take the tickets off of people's cars and tear them up, that would be a felony charge.
Yeah, it would have been a totally different story.
Yeah, that would be interfering with the police investigation.
Their pieces of paper are way more legitimate than anybody else's.
So the Robin Hooder in this case was a young guy, a little hot-headed. He grabbed her arm as she went to remove the Robin Hooder card from the windshield.
Yeah.
And under oath, this woman swore, you know, she stated that she didn't feel threatened by that. So we're supposed to believe that they're threatened, intimidated, and harassed by the Robin Hooders. But the one incident where there was actual intentional physical contact, it wasn't like an accidental bumping or something, he grabbed her arm. She testified she did not feel threatened or intimidated by that. So they had no evidence whatsoever to back that up. They also claimed a civil conspiracy that this was a civil conspiracy against...
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'd never heard of it. It's some sort of civil charge. It's not like a criminal conspiracy. It's a civil conspiracy to deprive the city of revenue. So they actually ended up filing a second lawsuit. So the first lawsuit was to protect their employees. And when they were claiming the reasons why they were filing that lawsuit, the city manager was saying, look, this isn't about the money. But then 5 months later, they filed another lawsuit, which was about the money. In the second lawsuit, they wanted to get damages, attorney's fees. They wanted to get money for what they said that they had lost in revenue and so on and so forth. So all of that was kicked out of court by the Superior Court. We ended up going on appeal to the Supreme Court at that point. And then the Supreme Court ruled in our favor. This was like back in 2015. 2014. I lose track. It's a three and a half year long ordeal.
Sure.
So the Supreme Court rules in favor of us, but they kicked one thing back to the Superior Court to look at this question of an injunction. So the injunction, what the city wanted to do was create a 50-foot, what they called, buffer zone. And a better way to describe it would be to be a constitution-free zone that would sort of float around the parking enforcer. So as the parking enforcer would walk around downtown Keene, they would have this buffer zone around them, and the Robin Hooders were not supposed to be allowed in that buffer zone. We couldn't talk to them, take video of them, or do any Robin Hooding activities in that buffer zone.
Well, it reminds me a lot of free speech zones.
Exactly.
At, gatherings.
But the reverse. This would prevent the free speech from, from those zones.
Yeah.
And they'd be floating. So it wasn't uncommon in case law to see histories of, like stationary zones outside of, say, abortion clinics where people weren't allowed to be. Those have been overturned. So even stationary zones have been overturned as unconstitutional if it's on public property.
Sure.
And so obviously a floating zone is as unconstitutional as a stationary zone, if not more so. So the city never got their injunction. They whittled it down from 50 feet to 30 feet to 15 feet. Eventually, when they were finally asking the Supreme Court, they were like, just give us anything. We'll take anything you give us. So they weren't getting anything. They never got an injunction. So the Supreme Court sent this thing back to the Superior Court and said, look, you need to rule on the injunction separately from the rest of the case. So the people who supported the city were like, yeah, go city, you stick it to those Robin Hooders. And,
right.
You know, this was just a technicality. So we went back to the Supreme Court or the Superior Court. The Superior Court said, yeah, we're not going to give you an injunction. That would violate their constitutional rights. And so the city appealed. We went back to the Supreme Court. And finally, the last decision, what will hopefully be the final decision in this case, was issued just before Christmas, where the Supreme Court, thankfully, affirmed the decision of the lower court, upholding the rejection of the request for the injunction, kicking the city of Keene to the curb. It's over.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when is Robin Hooding going to come back? That's the question.
Well, it's up to you. It's up to you, the listener, who might be moving to Keene, perhaps. If you want to take up the mantle, four out of the six people who were originally sued have moved out of Keene, some elsewhere in New Hampshire, some elsewhere in the United States. So there's always been sort of a passing of the torch in that way. More coming up, including ayahuasca, on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll free number is 855-453-FREE. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there. That's, again, toll-free number 855-450-3733. MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable and dryable. You put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. And you get it risk-free for 60 days. You can turn it back in if you don't like it for some reason. If you don't think that MyPillow is the best pillow you've ever used, just send it back to them and they'll give you your money back. Not a problem. They stand behind their product over there at MyPillow, and there's more proof. Besides the 60-day guarantee, there's also a warranty on the product for 10 years. So you get your money back within 60 days if you don't like it, and if the thing breaks, you know, due to some sort of craftsman error, then, you know, they warranty that thing for a decade. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get one pillow at half price, or two pillows for the price of one. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you want to get the full story, by the way, on the Supreme Court ruling about Robinhooding here in Keene, you can go to FreeKeene.com. It's the top story there right now. David is in New Mexico. You're on via Skype. Go ahead, David. Hello, David. David in New Mexico. Going once. David in New Mexico going twice. Perhaps there is some microphone issue there. So, Cody, you said you learned something when I was talking to you about the this Robin Hooding story. I commented when we went to the break that It's a hard story to tell. It's 3.5 years just in court trials. That doesn't even give you the whole history.
It's a long story.
Yeah, so anyway, we got this thing. It finally is done, hopefully. Now, there is a chance hopefully it's not a large chance, but there is a chance the city could appeal this to federal court. And I think one of the things worth pointing out here is that the Robin Hooders, the people who made some publicity for saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, we got international coverage on this. We had the benefit of an attorney who was taking the case pro bono, and he took the case pro bono, which means for free, from day number one.
Nice.
So we never actually had to spend any money. We would not have been able to afford an attorney like this. I mean, I don't know how many hours he's poured into this, but it's been 3.5 years. So, I mean, you do the math. I mean, this is a pretty big case. He put a lot of time into this. His name's John Meyer. He's a former ACLU head attorney from New Hampshire. Big free speech guy. This guy is, you know, he's a pro. And you really couldn't have asked for a better attorney. Man, he had these guys on the ropes. Watching some of the video footage from these evidentiary hearings, watching him grill these parking enforcers is so entertaining.
And, oh, I bet, yeah.
And the city asked for this, right? Like, if the city had never brought this lawsuit, we never would have gotten a fraction of the publicity. If the city had never sued us, this story never would have blown up. When this story blew up, all it took was the Union Leader, which is the kind of the main newspaper in New Hampshire. The Union Leader did a story about the lawsuit against us back in 2013, and it took off. It was so crazy. My phone was ringing all day long for multiple days. And we had so many calls coming in, I had to, you know, shuffle them over to some of the other Robin Hooders. So, like, I was doing interviews, James Cleveland was doing interviews, we had television, we had Good Morning America, we had,
wow,
you know, Fox News, MSNBC, foreign language media, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
That's crazy.
Like nothing I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of activism here in New Hampshire. Robin Hooding still takes the cake as far as national and international publicity is concerned.
It's such a simple thing, you know. It's not like you're sitting in front of a tank or something. I mean,
right,
you're really just putting quarters in meters.
But that's why it's relatable.
It is.
The average person can't imagine themselves standing in front of a tank. But the average person knows what it's like to get a parking ticket, and they know how bad it feels, and they can empathize with those other victims of parking tickets. And ultimately, that's why this thing took off. It was like one of those human interest stories, like, ah, look at these good guys getting screwed over by the state.
Yeah.
And that really was the narrative. But what was interesting was the reverse narrative that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. This kind of ties into the story we were talking about earlier, where you were talking about controlled media, how the local media will do whatever the police chief says, or, you know, they'll do whatever keeps him happy or keeps the city councilors happy, so they can keep getting interviews and things like that.
Sure.
Well, guess what? The local media took the city's narrative and ran with that. So the city's narrative was, those Robin Hooders are bad people. They're threatening, intimidating, and harassing our employees. And so they would just print that claim with no rebuttal. And just take what the city manager said as God's word that the Robin Hooders are bad people. And so we had press in Keene that was bemoaning how terrible the rest of the media was. Oh, they're painting this picture of these innocent Robin Hooders in the rest of the media, but we know the truth. We know they are threatening, intimidating, and harassing our employees. And so that was kind of the narrative here in Keene, because why? Well, they wanted to make the city people happy. They live and die in the media based on the news releases from the city, based on the interviews with the city. They don't want to upset the city manager, or he won't talk to the one newspaper in town, the one talk station in town. And so that was part of the difficulty of what we were doing here, was that on one hand, we're getting all this great publicity everywhere else outside of Keene, but in Keene, it was so bad that Robin Hooders were being attacked on the streets.
Wow. In what way?
Like, literal thugs were attacking Robin Hooders. Graham Coulson got pushed off his bicycle by this hulking thug. The same hulking thug came and ran down Garrett Ian. Garrett managed to get away because he was faster than the thug, but that was that same incident. He then ran over and knocked over Graham off of his bicycle.
Who are these people, though, and what do they stand to gain?
They are standing
understand.
They want to defend what they consider to be those innocent, nice ladies who are just trying to do their jobs and write tickets. These are just hardworking ladies, and you guys are picking on girls.
Oh, please.
What's the idea?
Oh, come on.
That was it.
Come on.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you know that girl, what's her name, Jen or somebody?
One of the haters in the area?
No, one of the parking enforcers.
Jane.
Jane, yeah. I remember I visited Keene before I had moved here years ago. It must have been 2013 or so. Mm-hmm. You probably remember I came and did my show here with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
One of the things that happened was I got a parking ticket. And, you know, it was one of these weird things because, you know, the whole Robin Hooding thing was like a big thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just remember it as like, oh, wow, this is my introduction to the area. You know, this is...
Welcome to Keene. You've got a ticket.
Welcome. Yeah, exactly. Welcome to Keene. You've got a ticket.
Now, did she say something nasty to you?
I was with Cecilia at the time, and she had known her. Right. So she had said something. I didn't know personally who I was dealing with, but, you know, she was, like, sarcastically thanking Jane for the ticket or whatever. Mm. And, it was just so funny, you know, just coming here like, this is what's going on over in Keene right now.
Yep. So, I don't know if it was Jane or Linda. There was a couple of. There was only two, right? So there were actually three initially, and then one of them quit because of frustrations with the Robin Hooders. And of course, that was pointed to as evidence that we were threatening and harassing and intimidating. And the reality was he just didn't like to be told that he was stealing for a living.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess my point is, really, is that, like, it doesn't make a difference that Jane was a Jane or a guy. Doesn't matter if it was a girl or guy, you know.
The act is the same. They're still
ticketing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's
still
makes
threatening.
It's still illegitimate, no matter what your gender is.
And Jane and the rest of them have all called tow trucks to tow people's cars. I remember Graham told me that he actually called over the two-way radios that we use to let us know that the parking enforcers were having a single mom's car towed out of the library parking lot because she had too many tickets. So, you know, this is a woman who probably can't really get her bills paid very effectively. She's a single mom. She's trying to run around with her kids around town and get errands done, go to the library with her kids.
And are they booting cars around here? Because
cheap. Thankfully, they don't have a boot in Keene.
Well, they did that in Portland, and that's like a $200 deal.
Oh, yeah.
You get more than three tickets, they're going to start booting your car.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You want a good laugh, check out Angle Grinder Man on YouTube. It's a guy with an angle grinder who goes around cutting off boots from people's cars.
Oh,
it's
really?
Awesome.
That's cool.
855-450-FREE is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you dialed now. The toll-free number at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the government and its new propaganda machine they're going to be creating in 2017, or you want to talk about the Robin Hooders of Keene, New Hampshire, that have been victorious and vindicated in a Supreme Court decision that I just published today over at freekeen.com. You can get more details on that over there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Oh, by the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month or Bitcoin. You can pay with any major credit card. You can do Bitcoin. You can do PayPal. So $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Just go and get signed up. And that's money that we invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations and spread the ideas of freedom and peace as far and as wide as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's try David in New Mexico. He's on the phone lines this time. David, are you with us?
I am.
Hey there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, greetings from the People's Republic of Nuevo Mexico.
All right.
I called on my own thing, but since you're on your legal aspects of those parking meters, a couple things. It sounds like the baby lawyers, legal term, that they'll know what that means. The baby lawyers at the Keene City Attorney's Office, sounds like they used the wrong legal argument. Where I have seen the municipalities or the government bodies be successful with their parking, or what they're trying to do to you is, when they go after it in a manner that you're obstructing justice, that the law was established in order to share parking spaces so that, that there's a parking time limit. And you're interfering with that process, and I don't want to go too deep into that, but that's, you follow my legal reasoning?
Yeah, that would probably be in the cases where where feeding someone else's meter has been made illegal, but in New Hampshire it is not illegal to feed other people's meters. So there are some cities where it's illegal. Do you know if it's illegal there in Albuquerque?
I don't know about here. I don't even remember. I've lived so many different places. I don't remember where I was when it was an issue. And I was aware that, yeah, they can make a specific ordinance saying that it's illegal. But I think if the attorney was smart, and there's so many dumb attorneys out there, you hear me, attorneys? There's so many dumb attorneys out there that even without a specific ordinance that makes it illegal to Robin Hood, that the law that exists that already makes it illegal to obstruct justice could already be used, but the dumb baby attorneys don't.
I see what you're saying. Just to clarify something, though, the attorneys in this case were hired guns. They were private attorneys that the city actually hired. That doesn't make them any necessarily better.
It doesn't make them any smarter. If the way these idiots that come out of law school, if it's a lousy case to be working on, then it's probably got a baby attorney working on it that doesn't know anything.
No, this was smarter. A long-time attorney. The law firm that they had on this case is like the go-to firm for all municipalities in New Hampshire. If the cities need to hire private attorneys, these are the guys that they go with. But to your point, they actually had threatened at one point one of the Robin Hooders was going around with a spray bottle of water and would use the spray bottle to remove chalk from tires, because some jurisdictions they'll chalk tires to see how long cars have been in certain spots. And so he was actually using a water bottle, spray bottle, to remove the chalkings. And at one point they actually threatened him and said, if we catch you doing this, it's going to be a felony charge for exactly what you're saying. Thanks, David, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So in other good news, although some would say this is scary news, Cody, I think you'll find this story interesting. From the AFP out of Los Angeles, Dominique was hooked on cocaine and smoked two packs of cigarettes a day until she stumbled onto ayahuasca, a hallucinogenic concoction she says has changed her life. The French-American woman who lives in Los Angeles did not want her real name used. She's among thousands of people across the United States who are increasingly turning to the powerful psychedelic brew from the Amazon to overcome addiction, depression, or psychological trauma. The potion, prepared and consumed as part of a shamanic ritual, is especially gaining a following in Hollywood and Silicon Valley.
Yep.
Thousands are flocking to sample the elixir and swear by its therapeutic properties, despite warnings from scientists and users that ayahuasca can be dangerous and even prove fatal, especially when mixed with other drugs. Ayahuasca's proponents...
You don't want to use it with an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing that, then I don't see how it would be fatal. It could just be very... It could be a very scary experience, sure.
It may be on its own, because you're going to be confronting some of your demons.
Yes, but if you are on an SSRI, you don't want to be doing that with ayahuasca.
And anybody who takes the time to research this is going to learn that relatively quickly.
You should know that. If you're taking the time to most likely go to the Amazon to have one of these rituals, then you're going to... probably come across the information that you probably shouldn't be on Prozac while you're doing it.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of preparation that goes into this as well. It's not just sitting down and quaffing some potion. There's a lot of prep that goes into it. And a lot of these ritual places that you would go to, they have you assist in the making of the ayahuasca tea.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking an active role in the whole process as well.
Well, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, the drug is just... it's just the beginning of it. The big part of it is the ritual that happens while you are under the influence. And that's where the shamans come into play.
Now, we're speaking as people who do not have experience with this, right? Cody, you've not done ayahuasca. Correct?
I've smoked DMT.
So have I.
From what I understand, ayahuasca is basically like a six-hour DMT experience.
I've heard it's a 24-hour experience.
Wow.
Or 12 or whatever.
As opposed to smoking DMT, where your body kind of goes back to homeostasis after about 10, 15 minutes.
Correct.
This gives you the time to actually enter this dimension and have this time and space to really understand what's going on with it.
Ayahuasca's proponents include celebrities like Sting, Paul Simon, Tori Amos, and Lindsay Lohan say the plant offers a spiritual experience like no other. Many also say it has allowed them to overcome traumas that no other conventional therapy can tackle. Jeff, who organizes ayahuasca ceremonies in the Los Angeles area, did not want his name used, a real name used. He said, there's been this misconception that it's the hippies that come with feathers in their hair, but it's pretty much the opposite. In a time defined by consumerism and entertainment, people want to have strong experiences, and one might consider spiritual experiences something sacred. According to Dennis McKenna, assistant professor at the University of Minnesota's Center for Spirituality and Healing, some 100 clandestine ayahuasca ceremonies are held nightly in New York and other cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
So this is going on in America.
Apparently.
Now, is this legal or kind of outside of the law?
It's definitely not legal.
Well, that's cool that Dennis McKenna is, you know, taking part in this sort of thing.
Now, is that Terrence's brother?
That is Terrence McKenna's brother, yep.
And he's a longtime psychonaut, right?
Dennis McKenna is still kicking it. I've heard him on interviews on the Joe Rogan Experience on multiple occasions. He's still out there, and he's still towing the line for the psychedelic experience.
McKenna says it's difficult to get a firm count on the number of ceremonies held across the country, as ayahuasca contains the hallucinogenic drug dimethyltryptamine, or DMT, which is illegal in the United States and is in the same category as ecstasy and heroin. Two Brazilian churches in the western U.S. that use ayahuasca as a sacrament are exempt from the ban, which is interesting. Firm believers in ayahuasca say they drink the foul-tasting tea only at intervals of several months and must observe a strict diet before sampling the brew. Ceremonies are often held outdoors and are usually accompanied by meditation and spiritual songs called ikaros. Users of ayahuasca describe a sort of out-of-body experience that allows them to confront some of their worst fears. One person who's gone to this has said, I saw pink and violet swallows and green geometric shapes. Such visions, however, are often accompanied by darker ones that are described as terrifying. Users also experience lots of vomiting, described as purging. The purging aspect is very cathartic, says Jeff. They consider it anti-parasitic in the jungle. Some say they come out of the experience with no distinct revelation, while others describe a radical transformation. One man said, I stopped smoking, started meditating, and reconnecting with nature. And I made peace with my parents, he says.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be gained from psychedelics.
But they have to be respected.
Exactly. Ayahuasca is not something you want to start with.
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't even think that I'm ready to do ayahuasca.
It sounds like an intimidating process.
I've done 5 grams of mushrooms. I've done a couple tabs of acid combined with MDMA. I've been there. I've done that. But ayahuasca, that's something you got to know.
That you're ready for it, yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're never going to be ready.
Sure.
But you have to at least be mentally and physically sound enough to be like, well, you know what? It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, you can't go into it with
fear. Challenges, yeah. But you know what? This is life or death. Let's just do it.
If you want to learn more, go to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. Do your research before you even get close to the stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts. Even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
the EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.